Today we'll be beginning Simon Samachas. The title of the Simon is Shalola Hafsik B'Fiyutin, that one should not pause in the middle of davening with by adding different liturgical songs, different piyutin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Yesh Mekomo Shemafsikim Bevirchos Kriyash Malomar Piyutim V'Nachon Limnoa Milo Amram Mishum Dehave Hafsik. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that there are some communities that have the minhag to recite piyutim during Birchos Kriyashma. He says that it's appropriate to refrain from such a minhag. The Rama says V'Yesh Omrim De'in Isser B'Davar V'Chenoagin Mecholam Mekomos LeAmram V'Hamikol V'Eino Omrim Lo Hafsid. The Rama writes that it's already become, he says, first of all, it's not usher to say piyutim, and he says it's already become an established minhag in different communities to say them. But he says, however, a person doesn't want to say them, he's not losing anything by not saying them. But when the tzibur is saying these piyutim, you can't even talk about Torah, and certainly not about dvarim b'teilim. Technically speaking, the Rama says if a person wants to be maharher b'divrei Torah, wants to think about Torah at that time, he can. But again, he recommends not doing that because it's going to lead you to talking about it. And he says in general, you shouldn't be poresh min hatzibur. The Mishnah Berurah says de'ein eser shezesh amru makom shamru laharich in rashi lekatzir lekatzir in rashi laharich lo amru ela bevrachos arukos shaposchos bevarach vechosmos bevarach in rashi lekatzir shelo levtoach shelo lachtom mechin lahafech k'tzaros in rashi laharichan dal yidizem mishana mimatbea shetavu chachamim babrachos alo shor nusach abracha lo nasne bo chachamim shir sheyomar kach lekach milos davka dim ken hayol hem lesakin nusach kol bracha bemilos benuyos ulahashmiinu kol bracha uvracha benusach asaf vezelo matzinu. The Mishnah Berurah says although the Gemara in Brachos says that one has no right to change a long bracha to a short bracha and vice versa, that's referring to the beginning and the end of the bracha, but the text in the middle was never regulated. If you want to add words into the middle of the bracha, that's okay. Kosev HaRambam Perek Aleph Mikriyashma Klalo Shel Davar Kol HaMishana Mimatbeah Shetavu Chachamim Babrachos HaRezet Toa V'Chozer Mevarech Kamat Beya. The person changes around the text that the Chachamim set forth for a bracha, that's a mistake, and you have to go back and recite the bracha properly. V'Chosev HaKesev Mishnah Perek Aleph Mibrachos Davka Im Pasach Babracha B'Makom Shelo Tiknu Liftoach O Chasa B'Makom Shalom Shelo Lachtom O Shechiser Mibrachos So Arukos Ascholas Habracha Shem Ascheles B'Shem Malchus O Shelo Siyim B'Shem Aval Im Shina B'Nusach Habracha V'Lo Amar O Solashon Ma Mishel Shomer B'Nusach Acher B'Inyan Habracha Afilu Chiser Kametevos Yatzah B'Diavad Ho V'Haya B'Askara U'Malchus V'Inyan Habracha. So again, the Kesef Mishnah writes that this comment of the Rambam means that if the way that you open or conclude the bracha differs from the way Chazal mandated it, that's an issue. Then you have to repeat the bracha. But if you change around words in the middle, he says that's not an issue. Levada tevo shapartu chachamim shem akvos kigon shlo hisker bris v'sora bevirkas amazon umashav haruach v'chol kayotze v'zeh. But aside from the words in the middle of brachos that Chazal specifically said that one must say, like mentioning bris and Torah and benching, or saying mashav haruach in Shmon Esrei v'huva kol zeh b'magen Avram seven samatal seven kuf peizayin mabira agra kasev da haram and perikalef mibrachos chazar bo mizeh v'sover da afilu bevracha haruka im lo gamer sofa bracha kedina mikol makom b'diavad yatzav v'chadei harishon amuv b'simen kuf peizayin sefalaf ayin sham. The Gra claimed that the Rambam was chozer on his sheet, and he believed that even if I concluded the bracha incorrectly b'diavad I would still be yotze. Kol zman shehatzibur hu adin afilu im kvar gamar hu v'hatzibur hapiyutim v'habracha v'hu omeid bin perek leferek gam kein asher lahafsik. Even if you were, even you and the tzibur finished the piyutim and you're just in between paragraphs, you're still not allowed to pause by saying piyutim. Shemitoch kach rotzel lomar kishayiru hehamon shehu mestakil b'sefer yavo gam kein adaber. When you see a lot of people looking in a sefer, you too will come to speak. I will hear her ba'alma b'divrei Torah efshar di'esh lahakav v'ayim b'frichadash, to merely think about Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah says maybe we could be mekel. Amnam b'shash ha'chazin omer kadash asher laharher shetzerach harbi lechavin ba'anias ha'kadash. At the time the chazin is reciting kadash, you're not allowed to be maharher b'divrei Torah because you have to pay attention to respond to kadash. Ein lo adam umarenu arav chayim vital kasa b'shem ha'ari shelo haya omer piyutim ufizmonim alamash ha'sidru ha'rishonim kigona kaliri sheniskenu al derech ha'emes achin lo haya omer yigdal. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Rav Chaim Vital in the name of the Arizal that even those people who recite piyutim can only say piyutim that have been well established, like those that have been written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, who's a well-known paitan, that were written al derech ha'emes. And he says you can't even recite yigdal because it wasn't written as a formal piyut. You call makom heyed beno shel marino Rav Chaim Vital alaviv shek shehaya shliach tzibur bakal b'yamim noraim haya omer kol aviduyim chol piyutim. So Rav Chaim Vital said about his father that when he was the chazan on the yamim noraim, he would say all the viduyim and all the piyutim. You see an important mussar, then not to change menhagim. Meruba Oslaki Sevahule Li Hataish Savivosav Ayinshan. So the Shla writes, quotes from the Gaonim, that there's a mitzvah to recite Piyutim, and apparently when Rabbi Elazar HaKalir wrote the Piyutim that discuss the different malachim, the different types of angels that surrounded the Kisei HaKavod, there was this fire that emanated from where he was writing the Piyutim. Amnam Haminhagim Shanagu Bishar Shiatila Lahuliyama in Lashanas Kolachim Yiminhag Mikomo, Kagon in Nusach Ashkenaz Lesfarado Lehefech Vachol Kahai Gavna, Kishnemasar Sharim Ashamayim Neged Shnemasar Shivatim, Vachoshevet Yeshlo Sharu Minhag Levad. The Mishnah Berurah writes that one is not allowed to change the Nusach of his Tila, whether from Ashkenaz to Sfarad or vice versa, because each Nusach of davening has a Shar that connects it to Shamayim. Ulainin Dino Ashkenazim Hamispalim Imasfaradim Lehefech Yotsu Yedechovas Tila. Practically, if an Ashkenaz person is davening in a Nusach Sfarad minion or vice versa, practically he would still be Yotze. Obviously, something which is mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, you can't change. You have to follow whatever it says in the Gemara. That on Pesach, when the Chazanim like to sing a lot, and the Piyutim are generally not thematically tied into the Brachos, so the Mishnah Berurah says that it's preferable in that case to recite those piyutim before you get the Yotzer Or. If a person forgot to recite the piyutim until the bracha was over, then you can no longer say them, because it's no different than a person who forgets to say Al Anisim on Chanukah or Purim. If you're davening biyachid, then you can't say any piyutim. Many people on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur will add the phrase Or Olam Be'otzar Chayim Oros Me'ofel Amar Vayehi right after they say the bracha of Yotzer Or, and then they'll start with a period of Melech or Slachna, but they don't start the brachos right away. That's not appropriate. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should jump right into the brachos. You should start with either Hamei or La'aretz or HaKol Yoducha, depending on if it's Shabbos. We'll stop here for now, and we'll begin 7 Samach test tomorrow.